Jennifer Washington. This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Belgium has carried out major security sweeps, and prosecutors say they are charging three suspects with terrorist activity. Country's National Security Council met Saturday to review mounting evidence of what they called an imminent attack. Prime Minister Charles Michel said Belgium would remain extremely vigilant hour by hour. He also urged everyone to continue to live normally in a calm way. Belgium has remained under a terror alert since the attack in March on the Brussels airport and subway that killed 32. Iraqi special forces are continuing operations in Fallujah after announcing most of the city had been taken from Islamic State control. Officials said jihadists are fleeing the city by mingling with civilians who are also leaving the area. French news agency reported that at least 20,000 people had left Fallujah in just a few hours. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad met with Russian Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu in Damascus, while U.S. and Russian military officials were meeting to talk about Russia's attack on a U.S.-backed Syrian rebel force this week. Months of Russian airstrikes have helped Syrian government forces advance against opposition fighters, Washington accusing Russia of targeting U.S.-backed moderate opposition groups more often than the Islamic State terrorist. Egyptian court has sentenced former President Mohamed Morsi to another life term in prison for allegedly leaking state secrets. Court also sentenced to death six of Morsi's co-defendants. Two other defendants who had worked in Morsi's office were sentenced to life in prison. This is VOA News. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says detention is not the answer to Europe's refugee crisis and that it should end immediately. Mr. Ban met with refugees from war, terrorism, and poverty on the Greek island of Lesbos.
The challenge is growing. Every day around the world, thousands of families continue to flee their homes. Every month, 450 people lose their lives in the Mediterranean Sea.
The UN chief called on European countries to respond to the crisis with what he called a humane and human rights-based approach. Tens of thousands of migrants from Syria, Afghanistan, and other trouble spots are in camps in Greece, hoping to find permanent homes in the European Union. The American Civil Liberties Union has filed a lawsuit against the city of Cleveland, the site of next month's Republican Party presidential nominating convention, accusing the city of illegally restricting areas where protesters and residents can congregate. The plaintiffs include a group called Citizens for Trump, an activist group backing presumptive Republican nominee Donald Trump. In other developments, analysts continue to question Trump's preparations for an increasingly likely head-to-head campaign for the White House with presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. President Obama has stressed his administration's efforts to improve the environment during a visit to Yosemite National Park, but said much more needs to be done to safeguard the natural beauty of such preserves.
Here in Yosemite, meadows are drying up. Bird ranges are shifting farther northward. Alpine mammals like pikas are being forced further upslope to escape higher temperatures. Yosemite's largest glacier, once a mile wide, is now almost gone.
The president, First Lady Michelle Obama, and their daughter, Sasha Malia, drove through the dense forest on Saturday, enjoying the views in the nation's oldest national park. Yosemite is more than 3,000 square kilometers in size of mostly undeveloped wilderness, and its scenic beauty one of the top attractions for Americans and foreign visitors alike. A Soyuz capsule carrying a crew from the International Space Station made a successful parachute landing in Kazakhstan. Three-man returning crew include U.S. astronaut Tim Kopra, British astronaut Tim Peake, and Russian cosmonaut Yuri Malenchenko. Peake was the first British astronaut to have gone to the space station. Landing took place about 3 hours after the crew separated from the space station, ending their six-month excursion.
That's the latest world news from VOA.